Now she wanted to run to him and hug him. If only she could. His cold demeanor was such that she was afraid to even move.
"Dad?"
she asked hesitantly. He looked away as a single tear fled down his cheek and he faded away from them. It made Kat's own eyes swim as her emotions gathered in her throat to bitterly choke her. Her grandmother placed a tender hand on her shoulder.
"Go to him, Katra. He needs you."
She nodded before she flashed herself from Colossus to Olympus. She was on the balcony where she'd frolicked and played as a child, and her father was only a few feet from her. Kat wasn't sure what to say or do. She wanted to run to him, or better yet, say something. But nothing came to mind while she felt his pain and sorrow. He stood as still as a statue, gazing out on the garden below. Suddenly he gasped as his consciousness returned to his body. Her heart stopped the instant he turned toward her and met her gaze. Her tears flowed down her cheeks as her emotions overwhelmed her. She wiped angrily at them. "I don't normally do this. I'm really not that emotional." Still, he didn't speak. He merely walked toward her as if he couldn't believe what he was seeing. He stopped just before her and stared at her as if she were a wraith. Up close, he seemed so much larger, much more powerful. She supposed it was normal for a daughter to be intimidated to a degree by her father, but she was honestly scared. "Have you had a good life?" he asked, in a gentle tone. That single question only made her cry harder as she nodded.
"I only wanted for one thing."
"And that was?"
"You."
Ash couldn't breathe as his own tears fell from his eyes. It infuriated him. He didn't cry. Ever. Yet the thought of having missed so much of her life, the knowledge that he was a complete stranger to his own daughter, tore him apart. How many children had he coddled and protected over the centuries? How many had he held wishing he had his own, but convinced that he was incapable of it? Now to learn that he'd had a daughter all this time. It was so unfair. He swallowed as he ached to reach out to touch her, but was afraid she'd shove him away like everyone else in his past. Surely she must hate him for his neglect. He wouldn't blame her if she did. God knew he'd felt that way when he learned about his real parents. He'd despised them for never telling him who they were, for never being there when he needed comfort or love. Until now, he hadn't realized how hard his first meeting with his mother must have been for her. "I don't even know what to say to you," he whispered.
"Me either. I guess we'll just stand here and cry at each other, huh?"
He laughed at her unexpected humor. Kat wiped at her eyes again.
"Can I hug you?"